Hello again.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again. Welcome to the Heavenly Father's last call. We thank you for joining us this evening. We have another spectacular show. And my name is Rodolph Bay Israel.
And I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we are Hebrew Israelites that is here for our nation, which is the 12 tribes of Israel, which consist of Latino Americans, Native Americans, and Afro Americans. These are part of the 12 tribes of Israel that we love to cater to, and our message is specifically for them. And we have several different ministries that we like to share with you at upperroomisraelite.com. That's upperroomisraelite.com. My brother Adair Bay Israel does a video show at Saturday nights, and he also does this blog talk show with me on Sundays afternoons. And also my brother Yaquah Ben Israel does his videos on Tuesdays, and on Wednesday night he does his blog talk radio show, and on Fridays night she also does a blog talk radio show. We have a food ministry that we do. We have a book binding. We have several different ministries that we do, and you can all find that at the upperroom.com, and that's UPPERROOM Israelite ISRAELITE.com. If you go to the website, you can see several different ministries that we have, and feel free to join us at any given time. Being though all that said, the title of our show today is called Messiah Gave Signs for the End of Times. Messiah gave signs for the end of time. Now, as you know, I always like to start our show off with a scripture. And today I'm starting at Matthew 24:6, and it reads this: "And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places." Well, these is one of the signs, or some of the signs, that Messiah has given to our nation that will occur. Now, we can see definitely the rumor of wars. I just seen the other day where one of the top scientists in over, I believe that was, what was that, that one of the top scientists was, yeah, of Iran was murdered, you know, and they were trying to figure, well, they pointing at Israel, you see. That right there can spark a big war, you see. So Messiah giving us these different signs that we seeing occur right in front of our face. And we don't got to talk about the famine. Look at our nation. Look what's going on just here. You know, you got people standing in lines. 6,000 to 10,000 people just standing in line for food to eat. You know, another sign that Messiah has given us that we can literally see, you know. So Messiah has given us all sort of signs. And I don't even want to go with the coronavirus. Coronavirus. This is all we see now is coronavirus, you know, brother. And the way I see it, you know, it's an agenda, as our brother liked to say, Operation Lockstep, or Operation Step Lockstep. Yeah, Operation Lockstep.
And you're right, brother. We definitely see the signs all over the earth, but mainly the reason why most people don't see these signs is because you know, American media, you know, controlled by those Jews, fake Jews, you know, they don't let us see any news outside of America. All you see on TV now is just American news. Right. But like you said, they over there in the Middle East, they fighting left and right. They done killed the head scientist for Iran. And, you know, America behind it, you know what I'm saying? But they acting like they don't know what's going on. But like you said, these are all signs of the end.
Right. And see, brother, you know what, though? I like to talk a little bit about this because I've seen a pattern in something. With, you know, with the coronavirus, how they continue to promote it, you know, to put it in your mind and to your head, you know, that this coronavirus is like taking over everything. You know, I just want to read a scripture at Proverbs 23:7, and it reads this: "For as he thinketh his heart, so he should eat and drink, he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." For I'm gonna read that again. "For as he thinketh his heart, so he eat and drink, he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." In other words, you see, what they're doing is shaping our minds, scoping our minds to think about this coronavirus, that it comes to life, and this is all you see in your mind is coronavirus.
Right.
You think coronavirus, you know, they hype the numbers up, you know, and now this is all you see in your mind is coronavirus. It's fear, 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 fear,
right.
The fear factor.
Right.
And not only that, brother, but what I noticed, like, at every commercial, I've been watching the commercials, right? They'll talk about coronavirus, and then I guarantee you not a second behind that, the vaccination. You see, because, see, Operation Lockstep has, it has layers to this, to it. That's why they call it Lockstep. And see, the next step is to bring the vaccination, force vaccinations upon you. You see what I'm saying? Once they do that, now, that's why they say by this year, by the end of this year, they'll have the vaccinations ready for you to take. You see?
And also, to add on to that, what you're saying, I definitely agree with it because, you know, the end of 2020, now, like we said before, you know, we like 2 months behind. So the end of 2020 is actually 2 months into 2021. So around 2021, the first 2 months, January, February, you know, they know that their time is up for the first 7 years. So I definitely agree how they pushing this vaccine and the coronavirus to further their agenda, like you said, through lockstep. You know, if you read that lockstep four phase program, you will see that, like you said, it's all falling into lock and step to their agenda.
You're right. You see, brother, it's all an agenda. You see, you know, these people has planned this for years. You see, this is not something they just came up with. This has been planned, you know, and thought about and structured for years. And now it's coming to play in full effect. But also what we don't think about. See, they know too that they have only an ample amount of time. The Heavenly Father and Messiah is only giving them an ample amount of time to achieve whatever they're going to try to achieve before their destruction comes. So it shouldn't be no surprise for us who's enlightened and see what's going on that these things is occurring. You know, it has to occur this way, you know.
Let me add something to what you're saying to show that all this wickedness they're doing and all the agendas they got planned, it don't have no legs because the Eternal Heavenly Father gonna wipe them out in the midst of their lockstep agenda. Okay, so I'm gonna go on First Enoch, see the paper book. It say, "Woe unto you who love unrighteousness! Why do you have hopes for good things for yourselves? do know that you shall give over into the hands of the righteous. You shall be given over into the hands of the righteous ones, and they shall cut off your necks and slay you, and they shall not have compassion upon you. Woe unto you who rejoice in the suffering of the righteous ones, for no grave shall be dug for you. So it just lets you know that their lockstep agenda and their plans that they have for us, it will not last. It won't sustain, and it do not have any legs, because their time, like you said, is up.
Right. You see, and that's the thing. You know, their time is up, you know, and they know that. They know this. Don't think that they don't know this, you know, but they have to operate in this type of way because they want you not to know it. They want to deceive you. They want to make you think that everything is okay. They got everything under control. You know, just follow what we're telling you to do. Control, brother. It's basically they want to fully control us, you know, get that power over us where they can, where we can, whatever they say, whatever they do, we agree with it. And see, another thing they want to do when they feed vaccinations on you, they actually, they don't want to force them. They want you to beg them, please give us the vaccination. You know, that's why they hype this coronavirus. They show you, okay, I looked at a statistic in New York. Every 14 minutes, 1,460 people is catching coronavirus. See, they throw these outrageous numbers over here to make you think, you see, like at Proverbs, like just at that scripture I read, you know, at Proverbs 23:7, to make you think. And when you start overthinking, now you, I need this. I need it. You see what I'm saying? See, it's a, they not only doing a physical battle, but they're doing a mental battle on us, you see.
Well, that goes right there into, like you said before, like Esau, he inveigles the mind of men.
Yeah, he inveigles the mind of men. You see, you know, and, you know, me and my brother always talk about that, but it's true. You see how Esau do? And they continue to do it. They ain't doing nothing new under the sun. This is what they've been doing for thousands of years, and it continue on into now, you know.
Also now, like the only thing about, okay, like you said, they had thousands of years to do their wickedness, but it's a change coming, and they see it because they have seen the righteous children wake up. And I'm gonna go into Enoch again, and I'm gonna read it, chapter 50. It say, in those days, there will be a change. See? And that's what we're going through right now. For the holy and the righteous ones, and the light of day shall rest upon them. And that's what we see right now, his mercy and grace resting upon us. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All our works and deeds and our faith and our strength is growing. And it say, and glory and honor shall be given back to the holy ones. And that's what's happening right now. The world see that's happening, and they like I said, the whole world going to be fighting and tremble.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then it said, on that day of weariness, it say, he heaped evil upon the sinners, but the righteous ones shall be victorious in the name of the eternal spirit. So that's just right there to let you know what's going on, this great change. And that's why they so adamant about us, basically trying to destroy us with this vaccine, trying to change our DNA. You know, that's why they had on the news, Fox News, talking about let's make the blacks and the Indians take it first. Well, why the blacks and the Indians got to take it first? Wait a minute now. Hold up now. We ain't the most vulnerable ones around.
Right. You see, yeah, that was a good word, brother. Right. Right.
Why?
Right. Right. Yeah. Right. Well, I just want to address our audience. If there's anybody out here that's listening to us and can hear what we're saying, you know, all lines are open. You can give us a call at 845-241-9966. Again, that's 845-241-9966. Yeah, brother. And you know what I'm like seeing to, like my brother touched on this, the multicultural thing, like that's becoming widely spread. That is becoming, like, I wanted to see, like, I was watching television too, and I did see a commercial where two men were sitting in a seat, and he had his arm around the other man's, like, yeah, he's sitting back with it. I did see that. And I was like, wow. So it's true. They is promoting a lot of homosexuality. You know, you're seeing it more prevalent on television.
Well, also, look, let me add this in there. Now, you notice also on TV, which is they're propagating, is you all with most of the time you see a black man, a so-called Israelite with an Edomite, or you see a man or woman, or woman or man. You know what I'm saying? So they also pushing that to on TV as well.
Right, brother.
Multiculturalism.
Right. And see, this scripture that I want to read is from 2 Timothy 3:1-8. And this is something, another sign that Messiah gave us for the end of times. I just want to, again, read this scripture. It's a little lengthy, and I'll make it a little quick. But it's 2 Timothy 3:1-8. And it says this. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own self, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, inconditant, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, and turn away. For all sort are they which creep into the houses and lead captivity silly women laden in sins and laid away with diverse lusts, ever learning, never able to come to a knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withunderstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth, men of corrupt minds and reprobated concerning their faith. So these was more signs that we see now prevalent today. You see what I'm saying? You know, we definitely see the Edomites. You see how they, you know, they promote just about everything the scripture said. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
We're seeing that more prevalent, which is another sign that Messiah gave us for the end of the times that we're living in. You see, and we're going to continue to see these things, signs, you know, Messiah gave signs. So it's by no coincidence you're seeing these signs now, you see, brother. So I, you know, I pray that our nation, you know, the ones that's waking up, you know, taking consideration what they actually seeing, you see, and give their energy and time to the Heavenly Forefather and Messiah, because the signs is everywhere now, brother.
And when you start talking about signs, also when you go into scripture, you go into Matthew 24. You know what I'm saying? Because this basically where we at now. They talking peace all over the world, but they also fighting. And you have rumors of wars. So you go to Matthew 24:5. It say, "For many shall come in my name," as we know that's true, saying, "I am the Christ," and shall deceive many. 6. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. All these things must, and that's for sure, they must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation. Kingdom is kingdom. And there shall be famine and pestilence, earthquakes in the diverse places. All these things are beginning of sorrows. They shall we're going to stop there, because these are the things that's happening all over the world. Earthquakes, famine, floods, rumors of wars, people just saying they Messiah and they not. And we even going to have the Antichrist coming in claiming that he the Messiah. So you're right. All these signs are taking place in scriptures. And I hope people are paying attention to these things. But most people right now, they just still seeking after the things of the world. They all saying, most of them saying what? Well, I'll be glad when we go back to how things were. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. And see, that's why they deceive, brother. They are really deceived. We are not never going back to that. You see, we are never going back to that lifestyle again. You know, the Heavenly Father is showing you that. But because they not paying heed to these signs of the end of time that Messiah gave us, they think we're going back to that.
Right.
You see, that's how the Gentiles think,
right.
You know.
Right.
But for our nation, you know, what can our nation do to, you know, not only pay attention to these signs, but what could they be doing to help us at the end of the time?
Right.
And I want to take us to a scripture at Ephesians 6, 11 through 8. Again, that's Ephesians 6, 11 through 8. Now, listen what the Heavenly Father tell us to do. He said, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of the Heavenly Forefather that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness, against this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of the Heavenly Forefather, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, within ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Heavenly Forefather. Praying always with a prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with the preserve and supplication of all saints. So, brother, this is what we can do as a nation to help ourselves to get our minds right, so that when the Satan and his wicked, evil, you know, demons is we dealing with it, we have that protection. You know, it says put on the armor of the Heavenly Forefather. And here is a list of things that we can put on. You see what I'm saying? One of the most powerful things, prayer, and more prayer. You know, we was talking about that at the Powell Talk yesterday. And it is so important that we continue to pray. Continue to pray, because when we pray to the Heavenly Forefather, he answers our prayers,
right.
You know. And we're going to need as much prayer as we dealing with these end of times that Messiah was telling us we would be dealing with.
Right. And you're exactly right. I know my brother said the other day, which he's exactly right, and I got to repeat this. He said, if coronavirus is so bad, you know, the whole world would come together like they did during the plague. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they'll all come together and say, let's have a day of prayer. You know what I'm saying? That ain't came across none of their minds. And I totally agree with him, because nobody on TV really come out openly and say, let us all pray. And that's what the Son of Father said. You know, if they come humbly and repent unto me, you know what I'm saying, then they can be forgiven like Nineveh. But they're not going to do like Nineveh. But the Eternal Heavenly Father said, they made it clear. I'm going to go to Luke 17:25. You know, just like Messiah said, what you do to them, you do to me. What you do to me, you do to my Eternal Heavenly Father. So we're going to apply Luke 17:25. When it say 25, say, but first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. Now, that's us. They reject us as the children of Israel. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, you can't put one overstanding on the scriptures. Okay, then it say 26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the day of the Son of Man. 27, they did eat, they drank, they married wives, and were given into marriage unto the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, and they sold, they planted, and they built, just like they're doing right now. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that's what we have. And when you read this, because right now you can see, like you said, all the signs Messiah given and right. Eternal the Father given, and Messiah warning in his word that these things are happening. And like you said, most people are not paying attention to it. They're still worrying about things getting back to normal. The wicked are still pushing their wicked agenda. You know what I'm saying? And the Eternal Father constantly giving warnings. It's like the scriptures say, I'm the one, I'm the one yelling, crying in the wilderness. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's happening, but nobody listening.
You're right, brother. You're 100% right. You see, what people don't know, and this is, it's just amazing that Light Brother noticed, you know. See, right now, people don't know Messiah is in book form right now. Right. See, Messiah's in book form. You see, he's not in the flesh right now. Right. You know, so people looking for Messiah in the flesh, but he's not in the flesh. Messiah's in book form. He's feeding us right now through his word. You see, the word of Messiah, you know, and is feeding us and is giving us the information that we need so we can see these signs of the end times. We can see, because we know that by reading the word, we're getting it in book form, you know. But I want to share another scripture with you, right, brother, at Luke 21:36, and this shows you exactly what I was talking about earlier when I was talking about prayer. Now, that's again Luke 21:36. It says, watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all the things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. See? Prayer, you know, that's the only way we will be able to make it. And it also said to stand before Messiah. You see, through us being humble, through us continue to stay busy in the Heavenly Father's business, you know, like we're doing now, ministering, continue to stay in the ministry, to continue to esteem our brothers greater than us. All these things that we ought to be doing, that we're doing now. You see, we're doing these things now because we see the signs of the end of times. We see them. Light brothers see these signs, and the light brother are getting busy. We are getting busy because we see these signs. So I remember we were talking about it the other day, like the brother, one of our brothers had put something up in our room, and he was just letting us, you know, giving us a little, you know, a little warning. And, you know, what we're seeing is real. What we are seeing is real. But for us, it should be motivation. It shouldn't be, for Light Brothers, definitely, it should be, okay, we see it. The Heavenly Father's giving us this. This should motivate us. This should put more oil in our lamps. We should be going full force, leaving it all on the field. You see what I'm saying? Because the Heavenly Father Messiah has given us these signs. So it's not no time to be tiring out. It's time to go full throttle, you see, brother. So that's why, you know, as Light Brother, these are certain things that we should be doing. But again, let me address our audience, you know. Is anybody out here can recollect what we're saying and, you know, can hear what we're saying and would love to for you to give us a call. All lines are open. Our number is 845-241-9966. And feel free to call us. If you have anything specific you want to talk about that we're speaking about, give us a call. But yeah, brother, you know, these signs is everywhere. It's no way that you can't see them. But it's also, you know what, I want to read another scripture too. At Matthew 24:13. And at Matthew 24:13, it reads, "But he that shall endure to the end, the same shall be saved." You see, it's about our endurance. Can we bear fruit in these times that we live in? You see, enduring, bear fruit, you know, continue to fight the fine fight. You know, as Apostle Paul said, in these last times, like my brother always said, this world is meant for us for a test. It's a test. It's not here to be dancing and play. Not now, not yet, but to be celebrating and doing all these right now. This is a test. Can we pass this test? Can we endure, just like I just read at Matthew 24:13, can we endure this reality?
Right. And I'm going to add to that, to even to endure, you know, when he first started waking us up, I'm going to use a little bit of light into the Bible. Now, our salvation is through it's through Messiah, the word, but our wisdom and knowledge is the masculine or male principle. But the wisdom and knowledge come through the female principle. And that's what it talk about all throughout scripture, because this is our strength that unites back with the masculine principle. So if you go to Luke 17:6, it say, "If ye have faith small as a mustard seed," and when I go to the light, it's talking about pistis. You know what I'm saying? And then when you go to Proverbs 9:10, it say, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom and understanding and knowledge," which is Sophia. So pistis, Sophia, you know what I'm saying? Luke 17 is pistis, and Proverbs 9:10 is Sophia. So pistis Sophia is the Holy Spirit, or the feminine principle, or wisdom and knowledge, or the Torah that stays with the eternal Heavenly Father forever. So that is our God and light, our principle, the male and female principle together. Messiah is the word, pistis is faith, and Sophia is wisdom. So with those three together, well, you've always put those three principles together, those three together is amazing, and that is the link to our salvation.
You're right, brother. You 100% right. And see, when you have all that together, you see, now you can see the signs that Messiah was talking about. You see, wisdom, you see, the spirit, you see, you have everything in order. Because you know what? If you ever notice, the Heavenly Father, the Heavenly Forefather Messiah, always have order. Order in everything he do, everything he say, there's order, there's balance. You see, and with this order, it helps us to be in order so we can see the signs that Messiah gave. You see, if you stay within the Heavenly Father's order. Now, when you go outside the orders, this is what we get. When you put the female principle ahead of the male principle, now you got a vice president that's a female, and you got chaos. You see what I'm saying? Going outside the Heavenly Father's orders, universal principles, actually. And see, our nation and the nation is good for this. You see, and this is why we end up in these situations. You see, we got to get back to order. We got to put the Heavenly Father, let the Heavenly Father's universal principles stay his universal principles and not change anything. Because you change one thing, you change everything, you see? And we can't continue to do this. We can't.
And that's why he said it's a change coming about, you know what I'm saying? In First Enoch, it said change is coming, you know, for the righteous, which shall be victorious, and for the wicked, so much evil and destruction for them. And that's the great change that's coming. You know what I'm saying? So you're exactly right, brother. The things must be put back in order, you know, and we can just go over and over and over again about how nature and the righteous, how they cry out for the wicked to be destroyed.
Right.
So change definitely has to take place.
Right. And the most, the deepest thing to me is that, see, we're not alone. You see, Messiah gave us these signs to warn us. You see, he's warning us. You know, we have to. It is essential, you know, the ones that's enlightened, to listen. You know, we like to do things, like I noticed, we like to do things when I don't want to listen. I want to do this on my own. I don't need to do that. And then something bad happened. You see, now we're running back. Okay, what do I got to do? What I got to do? I'm sorry. Okay, we shouldn't have to do that in the first place. Like, especially when it's coming from Messiah or the Heavenly Father. You think they don't know? They know better. This is why they put things in order for us. Because they know, you know, and it's up to us just to follow the instructions. So that we, it says, the Heavenly Father said, you must choose life and live.
Right.
They are life.
Right, 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 right.
So we need to live. See, brother.
Right. You're exactly right. You know what I'm saying? Because with all that, what you said, it is true for the righteous brothers and sisters. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I say, now I'm going to Coben Bible. And it's in the Book of Morals, and it say, but the true God, the eternal Creator, is always with him. Talking about the righteous seed, like you said,
mm-hmm.
It say man never walks alone; he is never unescorted. So, like you said, all the things that you said. We must do these things because we are always escorted by righteousness, you know what I'm saying, which is the word, which is Messiah, faith, which is pistis sophia, and wisdom, pistis and wisdom, which is sophia. That is always with us. So in the spiritual realm, we never walk alone. Like you say, we are always escorted.
You're right, brother. And that's a beautiful thing. If you think about it, you know, we always, like Messiah said, he will never leave us. He will be with us through the end of time, you see. And he's showing us that through the signs that he's given us. You see, he tell you. See, Messiah, he ain't tell you one thing and didn't do it. He's giving you signs, but he's telling you at the same time, I'm with you. You see, I am with you, you see. And it's a beautiful, when you come to think about it, but see, sometimes we'll say these things and not really think about it. You see, I want you to think about what Messiah is telling you. You know, what the Heavenly Father is telling us, the Heavenly Forefather is telling us. He's giving us these signs at the end of times because he's with us. He loves us. He wants us to make it. So we got to listen and pay heed to the warning signs. You see, but if we caught up in the world, you see, how can you pay heed to the warning signs that Messiah has given you? That's why, like, brethren, we leave this world. You know, we put this world behind us because we have to. You see, if we don't, then we can get caught up just like everybody else. We have to leave this world behind because we know Satan is the one that's ruling this world. You see, Satan controlling the air, the airwaves, you know, the fake Jews, the television, you know, pornography. They doing everything to go against what Messiah and the Heavenly Father is saying because they know what's coming for them. But do you know, brother, what are you going to do about that? You know.
And to add on to that, you're exactly right. They know that their time is up. And that's why they're coming at us full force. But the amazing thing was, see, they always knew that the righteous would wake up. You know what I'm saying? And they know that, like you said, their time is short. And the main sign of everything, when they knew, because sometimes they would say, well, I don't know if prophecy really true.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But everything, I don't care what you read. I'm talking about, I'm going across all religions. It's safe. That the righteous ones who are asleep in rest, they shall wake up. And they know, like the scripture said, Judah shall be awakened first. These blacks in America. That's what Hitler was talking about. Okay, we done woke up. So now they're saying, uh-oh. Now, they've been woke for a while. Now, we know very soon, he said, first, I'm going to send for fishermen, and they shall fish. And they've been seeing us fish. Then he said, thence shall I send for hunters, and they shall hunt. And that is the moment that they dreaded. That's why they want to help and pump us with this vaccine, because you know how the keys say, they got to program the RNA and the DNA. Wait a minute, hold up. Y'all, get that vaccine ready. Now we got to change these niggas' DNA, man. Excuse my language. We got to change these black people's DNA. You know what I'm saying? Because if they're changing them mighty warriors, man, you know what I'm saying? And we want to talk about the power that he's going to give us. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're now,
right.
These are signs,
right.
Like my brother said,
right.
These are signs of the end.
Right. And you're right, brother. But you know what's really interesting now, that as light brothers, as we can see, one of the biggest signs was the female principle. The female principle is going to rule, you see. And I hate to keep mentioning her name, Kamala Harris, ruling over.
Let me add something in there, and then you finish your thought. Let me add this in there. Sorry about that, brother.
Well,
listen, now. You're exactly right. Now, the feminine principle trying to rule. Why? Because she want to be with her consort. Who was her consort?
Messiah?
No. The Lilith.
Oh, Lilith.
Who was Lilith the consort?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yaldabaoth. Okay.
Yaldabaoth,
so
right.
The Antichrist is about to come on the earth.
Right.
So where his boo? Where his boo want to be? where his boo want to be at? His boo want to be his boo. Want to be right beside her,
right.
Man. You know what I'm
right.
saying?
Right.
So that's what I finished the thought, but I had to add that
that's
in there.
Good. That's good. Because, see, it all goes back to the signs. You see, more signs. Messiah give us all these signs. You see, you cannot get around it. You can go any which way, you see, and go back. Messiah warning us about these signs. You see, that's why I said the female principle, one of the biggest signs that I would have never thought about, you see, until now. To now we have understanding of this situation, you see. And it's just an amazing thing, brother. It's an amazing thing. Again, I want to cater to our audience. If there's anybody out here and they can recollect what we're talking about or have any understanding, what we're talking about, you can give us a call at 845-241-9966. Yeah, again, brother, you know, the signs is everywhere. You know, Messiah didn't hide it from us. You know, he told us about it. Now we can see what he's talking about, you know, and it's up to us to react to the signs. You see what I'm saying? I just read what we can do, put on the armor of God, of the heavenly forefather, put on his armor to protect us, and putting on his armor, his minister, and doing what we're doing now. You see, alerting our nation, letting them know, you know, whether they listening or not, we got a job just like the wicked got a job. But we doing our job just like theirs, you see, and giving them the signs that Messiah gave us, you know, and it's you know, it's a wonderful and beautiful thing that Messiah will forewarn us and give us, you know, the signs that he's given us today.
Right. So, and it goes back to, like you said, Jeremiah 16:16. First I shall send for fisher men and they shall fish, then I shall send for the hunters and they shall hunt. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically where we at right now. You know what I'm saying? So this has definitely, well, first one thing, to turn on your father, give him this opportunity to have this platform to speak and bring his word to all the people. So with that being said, I'm going to pass the mic back over to my brother, Rodolph.
Okay, this is going to be actually the conclusion of our show. Again, like my brother said, we want to thank our eternal heavenly forefather, thank the great Shekinah, and thank our King Messiah for giving us this platform to be able to speak upon the things that we speak upon. And we just want to thank you, those who listened to us and heard us out today. And hopefully, if the Heavenly Forefather will, we'll be back next week. My name is Rodolph B. Israel.
and I'm Adair Bay Israel.
And we're going to say shalom.